Stadium 5 was now only steps away. They hurried through the tall arches and into the open-air arena. Their ears rang with the noise of a roaring crowd. The race had already begun. Obi-Wan saw that the large circular track was made up of many levels, from the floor of the arena to the top. Each level had a series of holographic obstacles for the swoops to avoid or evade, such as trees, creatures, and traffic officers. Obi-Wan strode to a viewing platform. The noise of the crowd reverberated off the walls of the stadium and caused the air to ring against his ears. The agile swoops, wearing different planetary colors, zoomed around holographic obstacles that suddenly appeared in their paths. The crowd roared approval or fury at the spectacle. Obi-Wan watched carefully. The swoops seemed to be functioning perfectly. "It has to be the timers," he murmured to Anakin. "Someone must have tampered with them. Only 1/100 of a second off, and the race will be won." "Are the timers controlled by one person?" Anakin asked. "I don't know," Obi-Wan said, "but we can find out." The race ended with the Alderaan pilot zooming past the finish line to cheers and boos. Beside Obi-Wan, Dee Dee groaned.
"There goes my fortune," he said.
A viewing platform glided into the center of the stadium. A tall, handsome Ysaron male held a flashing hologram embedded in crystal over his head. It was the first place award. The crowd went wild.
"It's Maxo Vista,"
Dee Dee breathed in tones of awe. Anakin peered across the distance. "He's older than I thought."
"He's magnificent," Dee Dee said.
"Dee Dee, I want you to do something for me," Obi-Wan said, turning his back on the award ceremony. "First of all, stay out of trouble. Second, stick close to Flea. I might need to talk to him again."
"All right, Obi-Wan. I will do what you say."
"Let us go, Padawan," Obi-Wan said. "I'd like to have a word with the timekeeper for this event."
On the way to the exclusive VIP skybox on level 20, where the game's council members and other officials sat, Obi-Wan contacted the keeper of the archives, Jocasta Nu, at the temple.
"Can you do a quick search for me on a being named Quento, your basic operator who hangs around the Senate?"
As he spoke, Obi-Wan stepped inside the council skybox. In the first row of the box, Maxo Vista was talking to a tall Ysaron dressed in a long white robe.
"Can we meet him? Can we meet Maxo Vista?"
Anakin whispered, close by his side.
"Maxo Vista?"
Jocasta Nu asked, overhearing Anakin. Her voice lost its business-like quality. Obi-Wan had never heard her sound so warm.
"Have you met him?"
"No," Obi-Wan said.
"You don't know who he is, do you?"
Jocasta Nu demanded.
"Can you retrieve that information for me?" Obi-Wan asked irritably.
"Yes, Obi-Wan. I'll do what I can."
Jocasta Nu's voice brimmed with humor, an unusual occurrence. Maxo Vista caught sight of them and came forward with the tall Ysaron.
"I have hoped to meet the Jedi," he said. "This is Ruler 3, one of the esteemed ruling power."
Obi-Wan introduced himself and Anakin. Maxo Vista flashed a charismatic smile, his vivid green eyes shining.
"We are grateful that the Jedi have graciously agreed to attend the games. With so many worlds coming together for these games, it holds out a promise for peace throughout the galaxy."
Ruler 3 bowed.
"Our government thanks you. Now I must attend the next event."
As soon as Ruler 3 had left, Obi-Wan turned back to Maxo Vista.
"We would like to speak with the official timekeeper for this event."
"Of course."
Maxo leaned forward to touch a glowing screen.
"That would be Arno Dering. He's already left, I'm afraid. But I can give you his room number at the official games quarters."
"We'd appreciate it."
Maxo nodded and consulted the screen again, then gave them Arno Dering's location.